only I could get must have worked a little harder. Could have been a starter. Almost great. Almost great. I hope it's not too late. Before I say goodbye, guess I'll give it one more try.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before, where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Shrugging it as to stay, she'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau supplied for regiment. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the raids no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey guys, it's Brian Young here with another edition of A Crash Course for the Ravers Show. I got plenty of requests to start with. I think I'm going to start with the first one I got, which was from Key of Caustic. New song of theirs called Pretty Little Suicide. Strange thing. Then I have somebody messaging me on Facebook on a Crash Course for the Ravers page. And they sent me a Dropbox with a song. I said, does your band have a name? Where are you from? He says, I was on your show a few months ago. It's the projection. I do have my occasional brain farts. I don't remember the projection. And I've only had one guest. Glider was on since COVID. So, I mean, is this guy lying to get played on the show? Or am I confused? I don't know. Anyway, I think I found a way to play them. So I'll play their song. Not going to be rude about it, but it's kind of strange. And, let's start with Key of Caustic. Right here, our 91.5 WMFO in Medford. A Crash Course for the Ravers.
I'm gonna be so true. You can bring me my shake right before my eyes now. You could really be so good. So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue. Simple, sad, but true. Do you still remember? Rainy night, September. Dedicated love to you. You can play at charging. Wipe away the magic. You can really do it for you. Oh, part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue. Simple, sad, but true. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do the best. I'm gonna do the best that I can do. Oh, part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue. Simple, sad, but true. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do the best. I'm gonna do the best that I can do. So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
So part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue.
Oh, part of the blue. Simple, sad, but true. So part of the blue.
Oh, I really love you.
Oh, I'm so part of the blue.
I'm gonna be so true.
So part of the blue.
You can bring me magic
right before your eyes.
Oh, part of the blue.
Simple, sad, but true.
We're back, live and in stereo from the Ultrasonic Recording Studios. And tonight, Mr. Lou Reed is with us. If you want to get out and see the band, Alice Tully Hall, January 27th, in a rather rare New York appearance. You're back in New York, though, right? You spent a long time in the city.
Yeah, we spent a long time in Europe. We were in and around London, Scotland, places like that for a while.
Have you officially moved to England?
Oh, no. We just went over there because we hadn't seen it.
So New York is still a city of record.
New York is a home base.
The album was recorded in London.
Yeah, the album was recorded. Real great studio named Trident.
Trident. And David Bowie produced?
David and Mick Ronson. Mustn't forget Mick.
Mustn't. How'd you like working with...
It'd be naughty. That's what they say in England when you say something. They say, "No, that's naughty." That's
naughty. They don't say that in New York.
No, man, they'd punch you out if you did.
I don't know. How'd you like working with David?
I loved working with David. David's terrific empathy.
How do you account for the fact that
not that way?
How do you account for, during his performance at Carnegie, he dedicated what seemed like an entire half hour to Lou Reed and did a couple of Lou Reed tunes?
I guess he likes them.
Yeah. After all these years, suddenly for the energy to start coming back again.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it is. I guess it must have been there all along.
Yeah, I should think so, you know.
Where's Dougie Yule?
Dead, I hope.
Whoa! I went to high school with Dougie Yule. You can't say that.
Well, I can say it, but I didn't mean it.
You worked together on the Loaded album.
We worked on the Loaded album.
And that was the final venture.
That was it.
That was the end of it.
That was the end.
The end of your proverbial era, as it were.
Well, the end of that era. Is it era or era?
Era. Error. It's an error to call it an era.
Or is it an error to call it an error?
It's an ear.
An ear. Corn?
It's an error.
It's an error.
Do you think we'll ever see the Velvet Underground together again, performing, playing?
Well, which permutation of it?
Anyone.
All right.
Well, there's a version of the Velvet Underground that's in London right now that's... got the original drummer and has Doug Yule and two other people in it.
Oh, so Dougie is working. He's not dead.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
I see. How about Lou Reed in the Velvet Underground?
No chance of that.
And what about the Thunder Thighs?
Oh, if I had him here.
These are not the Thunder Thighs.
No, these are not. He thought he was the Thunder Thigh, then I had to tell him he wasn't. He got very depressed.
Why don't you tell me who is here playing with you tonight?
Oh, we have Bobby Rossinio, Vinnie Laporta, Ennie Reynolds, and Scott Clark.
Okay, well, talking about New York City, and the Velvet Underground certainly epitomized, I think, what New York City was to a lot of people for a long time, at least during...
Most of whom are now in jail.
Or dead.
Or dead.
Good to hear that you are still a member of this this insanity. Why don't we go back and do something from the old days, from Velvet Underground, New York, 1963, 1964?
No. About circa, I guess. Do you know the story about how I wrote this song?
Please tell me.
I was working for a record company as a songwriter, where they'd lock me in a room and they'd say, write 10 surfing songs, you know. And I wrote Heroin, and I said, hey, I got something for you, you know. And they said, never happen, never happen. So that's what we'll lead our set off with.
Okay, thank you. Lou Reed, Tuesday Night Concert, WLIR-FM.
Hello.
Yes, it still exists. Now, in the original days, not only was it banned, but they wouldn't take advertisements for our album because of it. Now here we are doing it over the radio. Very funny. Okay, here we go. This is the rock version. It's called Heroin. Just where I'm going, but I'm going to try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man. When I put a spike into my vein, then I tell you things aren't quite the same. Uh-huh. When I'm rushing on my run, and I feel just like Jesus' son, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. I'm going to try to nullify my life, 'cause when the blood begins to flow, when it shoots up the dropper's neck, when I'm closing in on death,
pretty talk. You can all go take a walk. And I guess I just don't know. And I guess that I just don't know. Tell you a junkie's dream, haha. That I was born 1,000 years ago. I wish that I'd sail the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship, going from this land here to that. I put on a sailor's suit and a cap. A main to my vein leads to a center in my head, and then I'm better off than dead. To flow. Oh, I really don't care anymore about all you.
you. This next song is from the new album. It's about a person watching television.
Find out the rest of that story on Lou Reed's American Poet. It's the name of the album. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Started the show off with Key of Caustic, Pretty Little Suicide, had the projection, All Part of the Blue. And yes, we heard a Lou Reed, an old Lou Reed interview. Probably early 70s. If not late 60s, I'm not sure. And the song, the great song, Heroin. Velvet Underground song done solo, Lou Reed. It's a great album, American Poet. Lots of great songs on it. Pick it up. So tonight on Channel 56, Chet's Last Call will be on. A whole movie about the famous nightclub Chet's in Boston, done by the Vitale brothers of Bim Scala Bim. You know, I helped them out with that movie a little bit, and I'm looking at Chet's Last Call on IMDb, and if you look at the credits, they list me as assistant film director. I'll take it. Thank you. Brian Douglas Young, assistant film director. That's a nice title. I love it. So tonight at 11 o'clock, Channel 56, check out the movie that I helped direct, Chet's Last Call on Channel 56. Tonight at 11. Here's Bim.
way. Then you grew up, you went to school, and somebody was bending the rules cause you were stupid. But hey, the teacher always give you an A. But now it's time you pay the price of hanging out with people that you don't like. In the corporate world, if you wanna get ahead, you're going to have
lunch with
Oh boy. Not sure if that had anything to do with Boston's Dogzilla at all. But We didn't have them in the system. And I found a couple of things labeled Dogzilla, but didn't sound like it to me. So I'm not sure. If somebody wants to send me some Dogzilla, go right ahead, because we don't seem to have the right stuff in the system. I'll tell you that right now. That was a pretty good cover of Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla, though. I'll tell you that. So, yes, tonight, reason why I was trying to play Dogzilla is because they're featured as one of the bands they used to play all the time at Chet's Last Call. And the movie, Chet's Last Call, will be playing tonight, all about the infamous barroom venue in Boston. Big like in the 80s. That goes on 11 o'clock tonight on Channel 56. And you better watch it. After all, I'm the assistant film director.
Hi, Mom.
Well, if they put on a 6,000-foot antenna on top of the house, they might be able to get us.
Maybe we should call and suggest that.
It would be very good because, you know, you can't live without listening to WPRS.
PRS?
BRS,
I heard you say P.
I said B.
Don't fight. These two have been fighting all night. It's disgusting. Yeah. Way to separate them earlier.
Doesn't even know where he works.
That's right. Liz doesn't even work.
Well, at least some of us are employed.
They don't need to be there.
Whoops. Another Lizzie Borden in the Axis song.
About a half an hour.
Okay, now everybody send their wallets up to the front stage.
Wait a minute.
The poor, till there are no poor no more.
Dogmatics, not Dogzilla. Christ. That's why I was sitting here going, all right, I know I liked Dogzilla when I saw them. These songs suck. That was Dogzilla. Dogmatics are on Chet's Last Call, along with Liz Borden and Scruffy the Cat and Bim Scala Bim and others. So we'll give the same treatment to Dogmatics that we did Liz Borden. So sorry, I didn't mean to call you Dogzilla and get myself all confused.
Yeah. Bell. Same song, different dimension.
People admit, there's people up in the air a minute away. You gotta
go. Oh, like, this is important.
I see the guy who's plugged in a loop. I'll just pretend.
There we go.
Disney Corporation is down on its knees. Time to take Big Wonder out of the G3.
They're in trouble. Better fix it on the double. It's not my fault. Please, please, G3's wrong. Jobs on the line to say the company's going fast. We need Walter and his trim little mustache. Hey, it's not my fault. Please, please, defreeze well.
WMFON Medford, D-Freeze Walt Disney by the Pajama Slave Dancers, who also are on Chet's Last Call, the movie, tonight, Channel 56, Channel 11. I've been trying to play Scruffy the Cat, and every time I put it on, it starts playing right away. I don't know why. Happened to me like three times. So instead of putting it up there and queuing it, putting it on cue, I just wait till the last second and say, okay, I'm playing Scruffy the Cat. And of course, now it doesn't fire. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, a crash course for the ravers.
Like a shock that you gave me. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.